This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. It's now up to individual counties to decide their own restrictions as the state's COVID-19 dial system goes away. Most Front Range counties will still have some restrictions on indoor gatherings for at least another month, even though in Denver, restaurants and gyms can operate at full capacity. Dr. John Samet, who leads the state's modeling effort, says a lot depends now on individual behavior.
It's going to be an important month for us ahead. I think that's a bottom line, and I think people, like it or not, just need to hang in a little bit longer, do the right stuff.
Cases of COVID-19 remain high in Colorado, though deaths are down significantly. Aurora Fire Rescue will not renew its state-issued ketamine waiver when it expires at the end of next month. That's according to reporting from the Colorado Sentinel. The powerful sedative came under scrutiny after the death of Elijah McClain in 2019. Aurora fire crews were barred from using the drug after the city council passed a moratorium last year. Colorado's health department is still reviewing the use of ketamine in non-hospital situations. And this weekend is the last chance to see the Boulder Ensemble Theater Company's new documentary. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The film looks back at the events of the last year through the eyes of different members of the theater company's community. The Project CO 2020 uses over 50 interviews to capture what it was like to live through 2020 in all its complexities. Viewers can stream the documentary for a donation of $10 or more through Sunday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
This is CPR News.